it's a bad start. It's a way bad start. My apologies. 8:04. The morning after Q105. It's good to have you here with us. There's a lot going on with the radio station, so please head over to Q1055.com to see all those things, like what we have going on with Bellemere Sweets. Also, the Great Chili Cook-Off for 2018 is on the way. The website, Q1055.com. Also, well, boy, we're just...
Excuse me.
We got all sorts of crazy things
happening out of nowhere.
In the earphones today, in the headphones. That's also where the podcast will be of the show, during and then after the show. If you're not listening live, as we are every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 here on Q105, Q1055.com for the podcast, or you can search the morning after, search our names on a certain website. Audioboom.com is the platform for those podcasts. It's good to have you here, and I don't have an official show sheet today because I did too many of those during the week. We'll get to that and much more. Good morning. At 8:05, it's Eric Chase and your good neighbor, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And our friend Ashley Tresso.
Hello.
And I think I got the mic thing situated. Our friend Demarius is here.
Good morning.
Yeah! I don't know what to start with today. I don't know where to start. We'll start with Demetrius's comment. And don't blame me. Don't blame me. Blame the stupidity of the internet.
It's not the internet.
It is the internet.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, when you get to like put it out to so many people, you're bound to find somebody who's not really going to think through anything and go, well, from what I understand of him, this doesn't seem very possible, and then move on. That's the craziest thing in the world.
This is another example of why emotions lead you to making bad decisions. And often, women, not all the time, women are far more emotional than men. Not all the time. And in this case, I think it was a couple of women that might have said things, and that started. I don't know if you guys have seen, but there's kind of like a child crisis actor situation on my Facebook page.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, I don't either. I haven't seen it.
So I was working in Detroit all week at our sister station, 96.3 WDVD. A lot like this radio station. I had a good time. And there's a phenomenal woman up there. Her name is Lauren Crocker. And I had a blast working with these people. Like, I had fun with them. And I was getting up at 3:30 in the morning. I had fun.
Well, like better fun than with us? Is that what you're saying?
Different.
I listened. They seemed like a lot of fun. Even watching the little videos and stuff. I was listening on the way to work and stuff.
Like,
so
I was different for them because their host is I think he's late 40s. We're totally different people. So it was a different vibe for them. And Lauren thanked me. She's like, you are so much energy. You're like coffee in here in the morning. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Did you have her call me and thank me?
Jimmy called.
For turning you into this?
Jimmy called.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Jimmy did call. And I connected him with the Jimmy of the Detroit area. Like, the freaky rainbow flags were flying. Anyway, Lauren is getting married in October, and she has quaking ovaries. So, everything with her life is, like, sponsorable. Yesterday, a place called Miner's Den, not like M-I-N-O-R, M-I-N-E-R, like mining diamonds and things. They came in to show off, like, wedding bands, and three women really excited to be doing an interview, and I was waiting to say my goodbyes as they were doing the interview. But Lauren and Matt, the producer of the show, introduced me, and I'm like, I'm getting out of here. There were three great ladies. And Lauren said, you should get a picture of this for your girlfriend, Lindsay. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And then I started thinking, you know, if I take this picture and put it on Facebook, there's going to be chaos. So there are some and the one woman's like, no, not the bands, the ring with the rock in it. And took the picture, posted it a couple hours later, and to paraphrase it, was something like, working with Matt and Lauren all week has changed my views on certain things. And
on my relationship.
Yes.
Not on certain things.
You did.
It said, my relationship.
It said relationship.
It said
absolutely.
Relationship.
Did I say that?
Yes. It didn't say certain things. It said
No. I got it now. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Working with Lauren Crocker and Matthew Lorenick really made me realize some things as we discussed my relationship on air.
Mm-hmm.
Picture.
My relationship.
Yeah, you were like begging for it.
I know. That was like trolling. It was the worst thing. I was like, I think when I saw it, because immediately my wife sends me a text about it, like, what?
Check your phone. What time did you get it?
And I'm like this, for real?
Right?
I'm like, does this?
We discussed if we could call her a girlfriend last week.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, I don't even know why this is even a thing right now. If anybody has any idea about who he is, this is the worst bait I've ever seen. But she's like, I'm calling BS. And I'm like, well, duh. You right. know, like, this shouldn't even have gotten... I just moved right by it because it shouldn't have gotten any attention whatsoever, because people should have been like, I know Eric, and this is so outside of the scope of Eric that this seems comical.
What time? Well, so does a girlfriend.
But that's why I did not comment. I actually saw Kara's with, like, the wandering eyes, like, what? And then it just made me chuckle inside, and I was like, I'm not even touching this. Like, all these...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What time did Kara text you, or did she call?
Oh, she texted me. Hold
time?
On. I can find it here.
Demarius, I'm not the... You've known me a little bit now. I'm not,
yeah, just a little bit. Not that long.
Not the marrying time.
Yesterday at 11:22 a.m.
All right, I got the text. At 12:17, Eric Chase, in quotes, is this real S? Are you getting engaged? Did hell freeze? Crying emoji? Or is this a Facebook radio stunt? And then I didn't answer back, but for a ring
emoji.
I'm going
to go option two.
4 hours later.
Like,
go option
real.
Three.
Yeah.
Bad
like,
idea.
Like, just... Is this a... There's no way. Like, how long have you been dating this girl?
Middle of January.
Middle of January. You go from... You go... This is why it upsets me so bad.
Me or the yeah, people on
like,
the internet?
Like, people were like, I think he has it in him to go 0 to 60 in 2.2 seconds. Like, he'll go from having a girlfriend to having a wife. And by the end of March, shut up. I wish there was, like, a punch you in the face emoji. I could have, like, posted on that thing. Like, this is so dumb.
The winning comment is from Karen. Just a few years ago, he claimed he would never settle down. I thought to myself, just wait. She will come.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
See, all people want is, like, something that affirms their deep belief in the ridiculous. And all they need is... And they won't even think about it. They'll just see it and they'll go, oh my God, I thought that 2 years ago and this picture proves that I'm right.
People
so I'm going
right.
to hold on to this real, real tight. Good for you.
We don't want to get thing. We just want to be right. Ashley, you had a great point last week that we don't know if we can call it a relationship because I haven't met her son, which I think is happening this weekend. There may be a new G.
Is it going to be like a hostage transfer? Like,
no,
you're going to stand on one end of the bridge, he's going to stand on the other, and you're going to walk slowly towards the middle.
Well, your Cullen is involved.
What?
Yeah.
What, you got a baby buffer?
There could be a new G Coco and an old G and an OG Coco.
First of all, Mike, stop calling him that. It's you can call him Stink, you can call him Cohen, you can call him whatever, but do not call him Coco.
New G Cohen.
And he was the first Cohen you knew, so he's OG.
All right.
This one's new G. But I don't care if he's like older.
Is he older?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Four, right?
Yeah, he's turning five.
Yeah.
But it's like when you like a certain kind of music, and then someone turns you on to something else that's mm-hmm. been around forever. That's the OG. No.
Wait, I think it is too, because it's OG. It's the original.
Thank you,
Tamara. The first that you've met.
But he's not.
But
he's not the
OG,
first
the
met.
First that he met
was
is
mine.
Cohen.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Ashley, you had the point, and we talked about it up there on Detroit, like whether it's a relationship. And we didn't have time to get to a lot of calls, but it was a great point. So does it count that I met her dog the other night?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wait, why do people think like dogs are a family member? Like,
because they
I'm
are.
I'm so sorry. I'm not a dog
are.
Fan.
How's your face? Demarius. Like, honestly, just
I
stop.
Love that you
might
said
as
that,
well.
And they
you,
both just
what,
gasped.
What?
Okay, so
like,
I
how
just
did you
see
utter
it.
That?
I want to see it like on the family tree. Like, oh, my dog's now a family member of our family. Or like have the last name of the family. I don't know. Like, I.
Well, I will tell you, when you put a dog down. And then they cremate said dog. That dog is returned to you with that dog's name and then your last name. So that's how
that's
that...
That's sad, though.
It
like,
is sad.
That's really
because they're
sad.
Part of your
like,
family.
Because they're part of your
that.
Family.
Right, yeah.
And you may not see them on the family tree, but they are definitely buried underneath it.
They're definitely... Okay.
You might as well just...
My four-year-old son still remembers our dog that went to the farm about, like, 2 years ago. And he's still like, remember my Roxy? And she's out playing at a farm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, she is.
A lot like the island that Michael Clark Duncan tried to get to so quick.
Oh, gosh.
Tamaris, your internship almost came to a screeching halt.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing you were a little remorseful. I want to do a couple of serious topics next. And, Dee, I'll defer to you. Have you followed the stuff in California this morning? The veteran stuff?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that for a moment because it's all over the news this morning. We'll get to that. Q1055.com for podcast. It's the morning after, and we're back next.
Need a new roof? $1 down. New siding.